views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
We are here to give you a magnificent hour or two or three. And now we're going to be here a couple hours. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. And so Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And happy New Year. And it's been a while.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody.
It seems so. It's been like forever.
Yeah, since
we have been
together.
And, yeah.
Yeah, had a whole lot going on. A lot of transitions. 2015 was definitely a year of
realization,
awakening, and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, and I think 2016 is going to come to fruition, all that awakening.
Yeah,
I feel that. I know for me anyway, because I'm feeling beautiful things starting to happen. And I
feel very relaxed. I feel very relaxed.
So do I.
I feel very focused.
Don't you feel a confidence?
Yes.
I haven't felt that kind of confidence in years.
Yeah.
I feel a certain confidence at this point.
That's what I feel. You want to know something? As emotions start getting higher, I become calmer. When, you know, I've had some disappointments over the last few weeks, couple weeks, minor disappointments, but I haven't allowed it to like really bother me, whereas I would have allowed it to bother me in the past.
Yes.
And I'm literally just totally, my whole attitude is just go with the flow. It is what it is. And I'm not just saying it is what it is just as a cliche, but I really mean it is what it is, you know, and I just go with it. And I feel really, really good about it.
I'm very happy.
And when you have that kind of a that attitude, it really is a strong sense of freedom.
Yes.
It's a strong sense of freedom. It gives you more confidence. There were situations where I was depending on certain people to pull through. They didn't pull through. And I just totally, rather than saying, what's the matter? How come? I threw none of that. All I said was, okay, no problem. Next time.
Right.
You know,
you didn't give it any energy whatsoever.
No energy whatsoever. So now that when I'm around these people, it's like everything, like nothing's ever happened. Like everything is totally cool.
Yes.
Because there was no guilt. There is no wah, 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 wah.
There was nothing.
I don't have to answer to anybody. They don't have to answer to me. Right. It's like totally is everything is easy peasy.
It is. And I know that feeling so well because I also have come to many realizations within this past few, less than a month. And I have realized that the most important person first is myself. And I'll tell you what I mean. And that's not being selfish, though, because if I'm not the most important person in my life, then I am not the most important person to help anybody else.
Right. And you have to be able to discriminate against people who are energy suckers.
Oh, yes.
Who suck the life out of you.
Yes.
And it's just very important for you to honor yourself. And like I said, you know, like the title said, a new year, a new you.
Yeah.
And it's not just the year that has to change. You know, you have to be willing to change.
That's the biggest thing is you have to be willing to change. Because you know what? You could talk, but if you're not ready to walk that talk, it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. And I have seen people go in reverse that they said that they were going to do this, they were going to do that, and instead of following through on their word, they ended up going backwards.
Right.
And it's just like, you know what? You deserve it. If you choose to stay stuck by your choice in a situation that you know that doesn't serve you, and you stay stuck, you 100% deserve to deal with all the ramifications that slapped you in the face or kicked you in the ass, whatever, because you willingly chose to stay in that boiling pot of water. Correct. So it's up to you, and you can't, you know, you can complain all you want how your skin is burning, but by your choice, you chose to stay in that horrific situation. And this is where you need to have a lot of confidence in the spirit world, and have blind faith, and just keep moving in the direction of your feelings.
You know what to me is very liberating?
What's that?
When I say three little words.
I love you.
Yes.
I hate you.
No.
Can't stand you.
I have surrendered. I have absolutely surrendered my entire life to spirit. Absolutely, and 1,000%.
I've noticed something. 100% is never good enough
never.
For you. It's 110%. It's 138%. It's 1,000%. 2,000%. It's never 100%. We never stop at 100%.
There's always more.
There's always more than 100%. 100%.
Well, that's too funny. You know, that's me, because I always feel there's more out there.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
1,010%.
1,010%. As the weeks and years go on, we're going to be up to 555,000%.
8,640%.
Because for some reason, 100% just doesn't cut. Absolutely.
I just feel I've surrendered. I surrendered to spirit, and it's so liberating because now I know. See, I have complete faith that my spirits do guide me, and they always have, and you do. And I feel as though, why buck the system? It's been working for me all these years.
Why try to reinvent the wheel?
Exactly.
When something works, you stick with it.
Right. So I have surrendered. I've surrendered my life to spirit. And, you know, not in a way that I have before, like, of course, I've surrendered my life in my mediumship, but I am now surrendering everything to spirit because I feel as though, right, why should you reinvent the wheel?
Wait, when you say I've surrendered, what? What are you surrendering? You all sound like you're making a major sacrifice
to go to spirit. No,
like,
no.
What do you mean surrender spirit? You surrender
in other
yourself.
Words, if I have a problem, I'm not going to sit and dwell about it.
Okay.
I am going to give it to spirit, and I know spirit will get me out of it. Or I know spirit will at least give me a pathway to see how to get out of the problem I'm in. And I do have that much, confidence in spirit to do that. I'm not saying that, you know, if I run somebody over with a car, God forbid, that I'm going to like ask spirit, what do I do next? You know, that's ridiculous. But what I'm saying is anything very major and important in my life and things that have normally brought me down and brought my energy levels down, I have given over to spirit and I have just set
sacrifice. Not worried about it. You choose not to worry about it.
I am not worried about a thing.
Can you imagine, like, seriously, like being like a little kid and just not worrying about
you know what
helps when there's a lot of people who allow a lot of too many petty little things to bother them, like every little thing. When somebody could push your buttons, that means you're not at the place of serenity because you're giving somebody the ability to push your buttons. If you want to have power over the person who usually pushes your buttons, how you gain power is by not responding. And if anything, you don't respond to them right in front of them. You don't get emotional. You don't get sad. You don't get hurt. You don't show any emotions of
discontentment,
hurt, pain. You don't show any of those emotions to the person who is trying to push your buttons. And what you do is you just, you know, retreat.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people use this subliminal crap to get back at their partner where they don't show pain, but yet they'll dig right back to the person
right
when something's not right.
And they get it right back. Whether it be positive or negative energy that you're putting out into the universe, there's a part of our brain that doesn't realize whether it's us or somebody else. So no matter what you put out there into that universe, it's coming right back. So if you put out negative undertones to different people,
yeah, it will definitely come right back.
You're absolutely getting it right back. So that's why I'm saying I surrender to spirit. Let spirit take care of it for me so that I'm not in an ambiguous situation where I have to worry, you know, or feel guilty or say, oh, I don't want this to come back to me. But yet, you know, I feel like wringing somebody's neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, I know there's a lot of people listening right now who are saying, oh, yeah, easier said than done.
Right.
And, you know, because of this, that, and the other thing, whether it be their finances, their kids, their spouse, it could be anything. And we understand that it's easier said than done. However, when you learn to work on that ability, on that trait, to be able not to respond when somebody's really upsetting you, it's through your actions is where you're going to see results. And you just have to respond through your actions or retreat or take away from somebody something that they appreciate. Mm-hmm. And don't give them the satisfaction that they are affecting you so much. So,
right. And you know what, as far as you said, pardon me, about money, it doesn't take any money to be able to surrender. Because if you think about it, if you have a major financial problem and you surrender that problem to the Holy Spirit or to your guides or your angels, they're going to definitely give you an answer one way or the other. And I'm not saying sit back and wait.
Well, we're all going to wait because we have to go to a commercial break. So you're going to have to wait, and then we'll give out the number if anybody wants a reading from Sky and I. All right, everyone, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. And just smile. Just take it some clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman, Jew with a clue, WWJEW all the time. So, just wanted to say that if anybody wants to get a free mini reading from with Sky and I while we're on this program, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if anybody wants a private reading with Sky Siegel, her number is 908-500-1474, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02, and check out artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com.
Love your telephone number. I always mention that. I always say that on the air. I think his telephone number is like, couldn't it be more appropriate?
So let me ask you something.
Yes,
what do you have any regrets?
Do I have regrets?
Do you have regrets?
You know something?
And I'm asking all of you out there,
yeah.
Do you have any regrets? Or what would you change? Or what do you wish you did? What did you wish you do?
Do? Before I realized that, before I realized my true potential of spirituality, I had many regrets. However, once I realized my true potential in spirituality, I realized that every single regret, every single thing that happens to us on our journey of life happens to get us to the point we are right now.
Yeah, even a good ass whooping is a good intention.
It is.
Even, put it this way, the interesting thing is, if you check this out, if you were to know the things that you would be going through, if you actually knew everything that was to happen before you went through it, would you go through it? Obviously, the answer would be no. That's why you're blocked from knowing certain things,
right?
Because had you have not gone through such hard experiences, it never would have made you as strong as you are, or to hook you up with the people you need to be hooked up with, or to do what you have to do. And there's a lot of serendipity course of events that take place. And what I mean by serendipity, it's just like things that just happen to happen
now, when
without you planning it.
Now, when you say, do you have any regrets? Are those regrets that you had total control over, or that just
anything
happened in your
any
life?
Any regrets in your life?
Yeah, I regret losing my son.
No, you have no control over that. No, I don't mean like that. No, I mean regret. No, you have no control over that. I mean, I'm saying not things that you feel sorry for, but things, let's just say, when I say regrets, I mean choices.
Okay, let's see.
I regret, and this has to do with not my, just this marriage, but previous marriage, I regret yelling at the top of my lungs at my wife when I told her I wanted to leave her because she did something that was so disrespectful to me. And I wish that I had the power, which now I do have the power. I wish I had the power not to exude any energy whatsoever, very little, and just simply say, you're not worth it.
Right.
You're not worth my energy. I'm not even going to get upset about it. It's like, well, no, I'm upset. You can't help but not be upset, but I'm not even going to just get out. Just, I want you out, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just caught her doing something that she promised she wouldn't do. And it wasn't like having sex. It was, she promised me she wouldn't do something and she did it. And I caught her and I freaked out. When I tell you I lost my voice for 3 days.
Wow.
I yelled so strong, so loud in her face. I was so angry. And I just said, you know, and like I said, after it was all over and like months down the road and where I'm at now, I said to myself, I wish I just simply had the wisdom to be able to say, you're not worth my energy. I just get out. I don't want you around.
Right.
And, you know, it was just, but I freaked out. I just lost it because, you know, I always wanted to believe in her and she let me down. I wanted to believe in her. She let me down and stuff. And I just said, but you know, right now I'm at that place of,
yeah. You know what I regret?
And to this day, we're very good friends.
Yeah.
Actually, we're very good friends.
A lot of times that happens. You know, you can't live together, but, you know, you become such good friends because you're not living together. You know what I mean? I do have a regret. I have a regret that I did not have more children.
Really?
Yes, I do. I really regret not having more children.
You already have 12. She wants more.
Yeah, I do.
Little Annie in the shoe. Go ahead. Little grandma in the shoe.
You know, in retrospect, when you're going through that young age and you're just getting started and you're having children, it's so overwhelming. And in my case, I had 3 children all 9 months apart. So 2 of my kids have the same year that they're born. However, if I could have been a little older and saw the benefit now of having a large family, and I love family. Family to me is everything. And I'm a type of person that brings people into my family as family. And I don't look at them as if they were any different than a brother or a sister or a cousin or a child. But I regret not having more kids, more biological kids. I regret not having another son. I regret not having.
Well, you have no control of the gender.
I know that, but I just regret not having more kids.
Really?
My husband, on the other hand, I don't think he could have taken anymore.
Yeah.
He was at his max capacity.
There you go. Yeah, he was past his capacity.
Yeah, but he contributed 50% to that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as though, you know, it was any of them were a mistake. They were not. But I regret not having more kids. I really do. I just do.
When I was 30 years old, I found out at that point that I was a major whoops. But my mother always led to believe that I was planned, and she purposely planned it 5 years apart because I have 2 older brothers, and one's 5 years older, one's 10 years older. And so I thought all up to that time. And when I found out, my mother went, oops. And she was like startled, you know, it's like she let the cat out of the bag. And, you know, it was interesting because she looked at me and she says, are you disappointed? Are you upset? And I said, no, not at all. I said, because she never showed me 1 ounce of negativity or 1 ounce of regret that she had me. You know, she always embraced me and loved me unconditionally, regardless. And she said, I actually turned out to be the best one of the crew.
And so did Marty. And so did Harley.
You know, Marty and Harley came out close second and third. But, you know, she made, as I would say, you know, a lot of people joke around and say, you know, I'm the first, I'm the best. And then you guys were the leftovers. And my attitude was, well, you guys were the rough draft until they made perfection. So
I love it. That's so cute. You know what I also regret? And this is like totally on 2 ends of the spectrum. I regret not having more children, but I also regret getting married so young because I feel as though my potential as an artist could have flourished to only the heavens. I really, it's a natural talent that I have. I really never went to school for it. It's a natural talent that I do have. However, I feel as though if I would have given that more energy and not married so young, I think I would have been.
Well, what made you stop? So your regret is not following through more on your artwork.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Because I could have been great.
Now, the thing is that we need to, you know, a part of all this regrets and stuff, you can say, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. But it's all about also coming to an acceptance that you can't change the past. You know, you have to learn to accept. you know, a lot of people, well, this is the hand that I was dealt, so I guess this is the way it is.
Ah, but it's not true.
And it's not true, right.
That's right.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, I know. I read your mind.
So when you don't like the hand that you are now playing, you are allowed to throw in your cards and restart all over again. You don't even have to throw in all your cards. You could throw in just one card or three cards or whatever. You don't have to start from scratch on everything that's, you know, not right.
Right.
So very important that you could, you know, recapture what you've always wanted to do. If it always was playing an instrument, if it was maybe traveling, if it was, you know, going after a job you always wanted, is it about reaching out to certain people or certain friends you wish you did? I mean, why not now? Seriously, why not now?
Right.
So allow yourself to, you know, indulge in your dreams, in what could have been or should have been or whatever. Well, I don't know about should have been, but what could have been. And like I said, you know, step out of your comfort zone and go after what it is you want. You know, think outside the box, live outside the box.
Right.
Because when you're just doing the comfort zone, you're always going to stay stuck.
And you're going to feel stuck and you're going to regret not pushing forward and you're going to feel trapped. But with that, we have to take a commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break, but if anybody wants to call in, it's to talk to Sky and I now. It's 800-930-2819. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
One, two, three.
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious. Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Just an old-fashioned love song. Well, I'm sure they're
phenomenal song.
Yeah, that was a great song.
I love the oldies. I mean, it's not the oldies for me because that was my generation.
I'm going to tell you why I had the best New Year's ever. Just this New Year's, I went to this place called McClune's Restaurant.
I love McClune's.
Yeah, McClune's has a lot of restaurants in New Jersey. And there was one right on Long Branch, right on the boardwalk, right at the ocean. And the place is gorgeous. The food is phenomenal. But the band that was there, a six-piece band,
wow.
Christian Rex, K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, Christian Rex. He plays all 60s and 70s music. Everybody in his band has phenomenal voices. All the musicians were like as perfect can be. When I tell you I was on a high the entire night, I was like floating off my chair. I had such a good time. And I went up to each band member and I said to them, I said, this was the best New Year's I ever had. You guys are that good. And they were just so happy to get it. And they knew that I meant it because I just did not want to leave. I was having such a great time. And also like dancing half the night. And it was a super, super phenomenal time.
That's nice.
Went with a friend of mine and we just had, it was the best. It really was to be out and about. And I love that. That's one of my favorite things, to go out to dinner and to listen to music,
yeah.
You know, and
seriously,
it's just so much fun.
Yeah. You know, being spiritual, I mean, a lot of people who are not spiritual love music too. But from my experiences, I've learned that spiritual people take music to another level.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say that. Yeah, when I listen to music, oh my God, I'm on cloud nine. I'm just like not even here. Do you know what I've been feeling lately? And I said this with our friend Dolores.
Yeah.
Who I had lunch with today. I said to her, I said, I don't even feel like I'm of this world. I feel like I'm just observing everything. It's like, I don't even feel like I'm like consumed. Yeah. I'm not even consumed with all the crap that's going on in the world. I am just totally an observer of everything of what's going on. And, since I like literally just gave it up, you know, prosperity has slowly been coming to me. And I told you I found an extra $800 that I didn't even know that I had, which was really cool.
So nice.
So, but a bunch of stuff like that's been happening.
I know. In the last couple of months, God bless you, you have had such fortune to stumble upon certain things that have benefited you financially and have made you a lot better.
Yeah, just more calmer. You know what? I was saying to one of my friends, it really is. It's a shame that money is as important as it is in this world. Because without money, they say money isn't everything. And, oh, you know, a lot of people unfortunately connect too much money to greed and blah, 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 which is a bunch of crap. But it is really a shame that money holds that much power in our entire world,
I know.
That it controls us, you know, that you have power if you have money and you have no power if you don't have money, unless if you live in the third world country or live out in the sticks in the woods where you can live off the fat of the land or you're a farmer.
Or you
can
trade bananas for coconuts.
Right. You know, if you're at that part of the world. But again, unfortunately, money really is a major, major factor in this world.
How did we let that come about? How did that happen?
Don't know. I mean, granted, it's all, you know, goods for trade and goods for services and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's bartering.
That's bartering. Yeah, but it's a form of money in a sense because you're doing this for that, you know. But yeah, it's just it's a shame. And then with our health system. And people don't get the healthcare that they need because there's not enough money.
Right.
People don't get fed properly because there's not enough money. And, you know, it's really, it's a shame.
It makes me sick.
Right. And unfortunately, money controls the quality
everything.
Of life. Yeah, it really does. It really does. It trickles down.
But my question is this. When we first started off as a young man, there was no money. So we always worked on the barter system.
Right.
Why did that change? And what was the factor to make that change? Because, you know, you were a carpenter. I was a, let's say, you were a carpenter. I was a blacksmith. I was a builder to build homes. You were someone
who doctor or a builder or whatever.
Yes. And those services were so important back then. So how did the money come about?
Yeah, it's a shame because people, you know, and of your nation, you're the Indian nation, yes, and people, you know, the money wasn't important at all. It wasn't. It was just a matter of everyone survived. There were the hunters. There were the people who tended the gardens. There was people who took care of the kids. And it was just a natural give and take, a natural give and take.
How did that end?
And then all of a sudden, crap happened. And it's a shame how money became what it is today in today's society. The trick to it all is to gather as much finances as you can and to use it to your advantage. And again, I've said this many times before in the past, you keep enough money to satisfy your personal needs. Like Sky said at the beginning, you have to take care of yourself. You need to take care of number one. To give away money you can't afford to give away, it's going to end up hurting you big time. Yes. Even if you have very little, if you share just a small portion of it where it's not going to be totally devastating, but you share a small portion, God will reward you. And, you know, it's very important to share, you know, 10% or 5% of whatever you have, regardless of what it is. It's very important to share. And again, I feel like when you share yourself with other people, whether it be time, energy, or money, you're investing in your own soul and you're helping yourself to grow. And it really is. It's very, very important. So, it's just a shame. So, you know, this topic was about, you know, the new year, the new you. So start doing things you say you always wanted to do stop procrastinating. And Sky and I, we're going to talk about this a little bit more after the next, commercial break. But right now we do have to take a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back real soon.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman, and we are here discussing about the new year and the new you.
Yes.
And so what are you willing to do this year that you've never done before? Or what do you wish to do this year to improve yourself?
Or what have you been putting off because you've been in a funk and have decided to try and get out of that funk and start doing?
Right.
So we'd like to hear from you guys. We really would, because
it's not a big deal. If you call, you call.
Yeah.
And we're more than happy to give you a reading. So it's 800-930-2819. And if you want a private reading from Sky, it's
908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. So the thing is, people get enthusiastic about the changes, but you want to know something? It takes more energy on maintaining what it is that you say you want to do. And it takes a commitment to change.
But after you've made that commitment and you started doing it for a little bit, it becomes second nature.
Right.
You go right
back. It starts to become who you are.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh my God, I feel like I'm sacrificing.
You're not that.
When you start to make those changes and becomes a part of your lifestyle, then it's effortless.
Right.
Also, what I wanted to say, this was in my mind, for people who have been in relationships and they were thinking about going back to their relationships, the thing, what happens is that a lot of people think about all the good times when they're not together, or they think about, you know, maybe being alone, or, you know, that vulnerability, or all the good times they had, or all the best times. But what happens is that when these people get together again, because out of fear or out of depression, out of whatever,
or out of just being so wrapped up in the being wrapped up in not being able to change, in the comfort zone of not changing.
And what happens is that when they're together, all of a sudden, if you're not fixing the problem of what originally broke you up, which is a lot of the cause of why people start to argue again, is because they're not trying to resolve the issues of what broke them up to begin with.
Correct.
And so, you know, if you go to counseling, or if one person wants it and one person doesn't, it's not going to work. It takes two people to want something bad enough, and you have to be able to call your own faults.
Which is hard.
Yeah.
And so, let's face it, none of us feel that we have those type of faults.
Right. And so when somebody has a big fault, whether it be alcohol, drugs, sex, talking about, about how they spend money, or, you know, there's a balance to everything. It has to do with her family or his family, or you have to, or how you're raising your kids. You have to be able to come to a happy medium of what it takes to make that relationship work. And a lot of times people don't go there, and they just get caught up in the newness again of it, and like everything's okay. And then slowly all those old feelings start to surface again.
And the fun of it.
And then you're back into your crap again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last, especially when, you know, you haven't done anything to try to fix or improve.
Right.
But there's a difference between being nice and acting nice.
Yeah.
If you're being nice, it's who you are. If you're acting nice, you're trying to be something. You're trying to be something that you're not. Or are they trying to be something? Where are they a narcissist? You know, where they're just, you know, doing it just to satisfy you just for the moment. Or maybe you're the one who's doing this, you know. So it's up to you as far as how bad do you want something to work. And again, when you are contemplating going back to a relationship, rather than going right back to living together, it would be probably healthy for the two of you to start dating one another or to start living with one another.
That's such a great thing. That's such a great thing to start taking time to date each other and to remember why you fell in love in the first place.
Right. But when you're dating, you know, you could talk about all your problems without having to live together. There's a difference between getting along together.
Yes.
And just because you're not living with each other's problems. And then when you start to live together, anyway, when you start to live together, all of a sudden, all the little
everything comes back.
Idiosyncrasies just pop right back up.
And not only do they come back, but they come back with a vengeance.
With a vengeance. You got it. That's right.
Yeah.
And so.
Do we have to take a break?
No. Do we have to already?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
What is it, fellas, ladies and gentlemen?
How much time do we have?
Well, you've got a full 3 minutes coming up. I will let you know.
From before. Sky was reading the prompter wrong.
Yes. I need a new set of glasses. I think my eyeballs are getting over.
Your glasses need glasses.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, the new you. Get new glasses. You know what I committed myself to? I committed myself to buying sharper looking clothes.
Nice.
Yeah. I've never been into clothes.
I've noticed that you look very handsome.
Yeah. Today. I've never been big time into clothes. Like I go for nice, but not over the top. And now
I
want to go for a little more stylish type of look. And I figured, you know what? Let me step up my game just a little bit.
Listen, if you ever need anybody to come shopping with you,
You're the queen of
I'm the queen of shopping. You will never
go wrong.
Regret it.
Okay.
And the girls who take a look at you will say, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look how sharp he was.
And there are people who do make a hefty living at being people's personal shoppers.
Really?
So,
For free for you because I love you.
Oh, thank you. No, there are people who work for like the higher end stores.
And
they're personal shoppers.
Yeah.
And so when certain clients come in, they shop for them. I also know somebody personally whose sister, who is on the outskirts of somebody's personal shopper, where not only do they shop for clothes, they shop for furnishings. If they're looking for a painting, if they're looking for anything, she is the person. No, she's not just the interior designer, though. She is the personal shopper for everything and anything. And she made a hefty living. She would charge $100 an hour working for the people in Manhattan.
Plus, she gets it at a discount rate, and she charges full retail price.
For some people, with interior designers, I'm sure that's true.
Oh, yeah.
The way she works it, she was just a straight out. And whether she found what she was looking for or not, she still billed the people and they still paid.
Her time.
But this was, right, and this was people who was worth, all her clients were worth tens of millions of dollars in Manhattan. Yeah. That's what she did for a living.
I like to meet those friends of yours, baby. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, but it's nice to have those dream jobs. But Sky and I, we have a dream job, and our dream job is to help people like yourself and to be able to communicate to spirit and to be able to give advice. And I feel like the both of us are getting better. I really do. I feel like my abilities have been sharper. I could definitely sense that in our readings.
Yes.
And it's great. Well, you got 1 minute.
Okay. Since we've been together, we have had we are absolutely growing higher and higher together. I think we have complemented each other's souls or each other's paths in our journeys. And it's been such a pleasure and it's such a lovely experience. I know for me, And I know.
Yeah, I went from 5'8 to 5'10. I've grown.
No,
that's why I had to go shopping.
And you know what the nicest thing is? We are not too high and mighty to listen to the other person and take that beautiful advice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to know something? Talking about growing. I'm switching gears just a little bit. This one girl who I took out, you know, she's a little on the tall side, and she always wears heels. So with the heels, she's taller than me. So I said to her, I said, "You're making me have to take away my manhood. I have to go out and get heels now." So, all right, everybody, we're going to wrap up this segment. It was a great pleasure. And don't go away, because Sky and I were going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.